Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah to the fazl karam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with another day of Jumu'ah. And together with that we are experiencing the Ashhur al-Hurum, the sacred months, which Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Qur'an Sharif. These are the sacred months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Today the 29th of Zulqa'dah, tonight we'll look for the moon of Zulhijjah in Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. Zulhijjah has begun already. The Hujjaj already making tayari, getting ready for the days of Hajj. And here ulama explain also that the sign of true iman and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that our hearts, our bodies are here, but the hearts are there. The hearts of the hujjaj, that they are making tawaf today. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. And together with that, studying the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hajj of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. All these are signs of iman. These are mubarak days for us, where we can exert ourselves. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahimahullah says that these Mubarak days, the days of the sacred months, Allah Ta'ala has kept special effects in these days. Whatever amal a person does in these days, the rewards are multiplied. The profits are multifold. And whatever good he does, whatever good amal he engages in also, he says possibly, because of the barakat of these days, this will become his habit for the remaining part of the year, if not his whole life. So he should be so careful in these days that he does the best of a'mal. And today the best of days, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best of days is the day of Jumu'ah. And for us on the day of Jumu'ah to prepare ourselves the night before, that today is a very Mubarak day. And commonly we hear also people send messages out, Jumu'ah Mubarak. Jumu'ah Mubarak, every week they're sending out, Alhamdulillah, Mubarak Amal also. And when you phone them, speak to them, before Salam also, Jumu'ah Mubarak. Also to remember, this is not a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. This has come about now recently through social media, Jumma Mubarak. But the reality should be, may Allah ta'ala bless you with the Mubarak A'mal of Jumu'ah. Not just to say Jumma Mubarak, but it should be Allah ta'ala bless us with the Mubarak A'mal of the day of Jumu'ah. And the most Mubarak A'mal, just one fiqhi point also, and masala, that to regard this to be something I have to do every week. That I have to send a message out to friends and to associates and to family members of Jumu'ah Mubarak, to regard this as some wajib that I have to do. To the extent if I don't send it out, then I might get a message. You didn't send a message today, what happened? So in that case now, ulama say we should stop doing this. Every now alternate Jumu'ah, or once a month also. Not to make it a habit every week. And also there's no greeting as Jumu'ah Mubarak also. Our greeting is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we should keep the sunnats in mind. Therefore on the day of Jumu'ah also make this dua. Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Give me the knowledge of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give me the love of every sunnah. Real true love, that I don't want to miss out any sunnah in my life. Every step of my life, Ya Allah. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do at this moment? I want to do the same thing. Because he is the beloved of Allah. By emulating Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I also become the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant me the knowledge of every sunnah, the love for every sunnah. And then Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq and the ability to make amal and to practice every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And accept my health, my wealth, my time, my family, Ya Allah, for the khidmat and service of sunnah in the entire world. This should be the real dua, or the dua for real lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to the day of Jumu'ah, Jumu'ah Mubarak. Allah Ta'ala bless us with the Mubarak A'mal of the day of Jumu'ah. And together with this, by reading Durood Sharif, we should have this gham and this regret in the heart. Ya Allah, how I passed my last Jumu'ah. On the day of Jumu'ah, I made so many niyats. Ya Allah, this week, so to say, I will behave. I will get all my salah on time. All my sunnat namaz also. Nafil also. Remember, for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it wasn't that this is nafil, and this is sunnah, and this is wajib, that is fard. Because it's nafil, so I can walk away. Because it's sunnah, if I don't do it, there is no guna. For them, whatever Nabi of Allah did was their amal, was their action. Whatever it was. Whether it comes Isha Salah 17 rakats, we say 4, 2 and 3. And it's over. For Sahaba Ikram, it was full. Nabi of Allah did 17 rakats, 15 rakats, we do the full also. When's the last time myself, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, even on the day of Jumu'ah, when it comes to Asr Salah, how many rakats? We say 8. But how many we read? 4. There's 4 rakats, we can't remember the last time I read the 4 sunnat. Allah give us tawfiq. But to speak about the sunnahs, to bring it into our lives also. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, to start the week with a full namaz today. All the sunnahs, all the nawafil, when it comes to using the miswak, going to the qabristan, coming early for Salat al-Jumu'ah, applying itar, all these are sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wearing white to the best of our ability on the day of Jumu'ah. So all these are sunnahs of the day of Jumu'ah and thereafter. If I start my day of Jumu'ah on this note, on this point of all the sunnahs, how much I can put today on the day of Jumu'ah, that inshallah our entire week will come out like this. That Allah Ta'ala give us a mawt also on the day of Jumu'ah. Because Jumu'ah became the highlight of my life. I'm living every week for Jumu'ah, for Jumu'ah, for Jumu'ah. I'm preparing for that day. And subhanallah, Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimahullah says also, in Jannat also there'll be the day of Jumu'ah. In Jannat also there'll be the day of Jumu'ah. Whereas we know in Jannat there's no days. There's no night and there's no daytime. There's no sun, there's no moon. But there'll be a specific time where there'll be announcement that today is the day of Jumu'ah. In Jannat also. So we can take this to be our Jannati day. Do the amal of Jannat on the day of Jumu'ah. And Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimullah explains also that those that will come early for Salatul Jumu'ah in this world, on the day of Jumu'ah, they'll be as close to the Imam as possible for the Salatul Jumu'ah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, on the day of Jumu'ah, that will be the day Allah ta'ala will call the Jannatis and Allah will reveal His beauty to them. Allah will open up His beauty to them. Now possibly we can't fathom it. Ask the person who is a car fanatic, is here for a car show, and now he looks from one car to the other, what a thrill he gets. Just looking at cars only, that really don't have life. Who gave that beauty also to that car? Allah Ta'ala put in the designer's mind, how he designed this vehicle, and the person has an eye for it. Imagine seeing the beauty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And those that will come early, on the day of Jumu'ah, you see even there in Jannat, for viewing the beauty of Allah, Allah will put them in the first row also. Allah will put them right in the front. How they'll enjoy the day of Jumu'ah. So today is the day of Jumu'ah where we can increase our amal and to look back in the week and to have some regret. Ya Allah, how I passed the week. I made the intention, then too I slipped up. Went on social media, went on to all the other type of things that I wasn't supposed to look at. And how I forgot my Allah, Durud Sharif in the business place also, to have that regret. And now and then, Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri rahimahullah ta'ala, who was the Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, as Hakim Zab will say, sometimes involuntarily, when Abdul Ghani Purpuri will say, Ya Allah, maaf kar dijiye, Ya Allah, maaf kar dijiye, Ya Allah, please forgive me, Ya Allah, please forgive me. That should come out from the heart. Every now and then, Ya Allah, forgive me, how I spend the week. Ya Allah, it shouldn't pain the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And to conclude our Durood Sharif, just one virtue of Durood Sharif we'll mention today. The riwayat of Abdul Rahman bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out to us and he says, last night I saw a very extraordinary dream, very strange dream. O Nabi of Allah, what did you see? He says, I saw a man of my ummah was passing over the pool Sirat, the bridge over the fire of Jahannam. And because of the weakness of his iman and a'mal, sometimes he was crawling, sometimes he was dragging himself on his bottom, and sometimes he was hanging onto the pool Sirat, about to fall into the pit of Jahannam. He said, all of a sudden, a beautiful man, handsome man came out, and it grabbed him and made him stand up. Rather, some amal came out and pulled him and made him stand up. When he asked, who are you? He said, I am the one durood you read in your life. He woke him up, held his hand, and transported him over the pool Sirat into Jannat. Just Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to increase 300 to 3,000, to spend our time correctly on the day of Jumu'ah. One is we do the good a'mal and we refrain from the evil a'mal also. From ghibat, when it comes to bad nazri, abusing our eyes, our tongues. We're careful today on the day of Jumu'ah inshallah, our whole week will come out like that. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal, inshallah. Subhanallah.